We're going to welcome Sean Power now of Power Fitness to the programme. Of course, Sean was on with us last week. We had a great chat and we're welcoming him back for week two. It's hello to you, Sean.
How are we doing, Barry? Thanks for having me back.
Oh, hasn't it all. We had a great chat last week on fitness. And I suppose just for anyone that missed that, just I suppose give a small bit of information once again on yourself.
So my name is Sean Power. I'm a Yall man. I was running my own gym up in Galway until everything happened, lockdown and all the rest of it. So now I'm 100% online coach at the moment. So yeah, it's going good. Obviously everything is moving online now, so that's the way it's forward and the way things are going.
It sure is, and it's been, a tough week weather-wise, hard to get out and about, although I've seen lots of people still braving the weather out, walking and jogging, which is, I suppose, key for a good mental health. But today you're going to just maybe tell us a small bit about training at home and how you can get the most out of training at home when the gyms are closed.
Yeah, so I thought I'd just touch on a few points, I suppose, or give a few tips. If we can't get out in the weather, and if we are stuck at home, just keep ourselves sane, you know. So there's a few kind of, I suppose, boxes you need to tick just to make sure that you don't get lost with your workouts or anything. So setting a time to actually do your workouts will be like a benefit to you. So have like when you're booking into the gym. Or just like, say you work 9 to 5 or whatever shift you work, and you go, right, and going to the gym now at 5:30 when I finish work. Same thing if you're working from home. Just set it out, have your day set out, and have, okay, 5:30, I'm going to the gym. But obviously the gyms are closed, so the gym is just in your house. So that brings me to my next point, which is have a space, preferably away from where you're working or away from kind of where you usually eat or chill out. Like if you have a spare room, ideal, or maybe a bedroom, but you don't want to be kind of doing it and then making the dinner at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
A bit lost there. So like have your own time to work out, have your own space, get the music on, so get that atmosphere going, you know. Turn up the music as loud as you can. Make sure the neighbours can hear it. So like you never walk into a gym and it's complete silence. So it's the same. Just turn on your favourite tunes and get moving, basically.
Yeah, I suppose, as you said, making a plan there is key. And, you know, music is a great way of motivating you too, I suppose, when you start doing a bit of training and the music is blaring, it really kicks you on.
Exactly, yeah. And another good point is just if you have, like, maybe a whiteboard, or if you just get, like, a sheet of paper and write down your workout, exactly what you're going to do, the time or the reps and the sets, and have that in front of you, maybe tick them off as you go. Or if you're lucky enough to be a Power Fitness client, then you will have all of your workouts on the app, and then you can go through them one by one and knock them off and track it. So tracking your workouts as well is huge, because for years I've done it as well, where you just kind of go into the gym and you're there, what did I do yesterday? No, I did legs yesterday, I'll do a bit of chest today, do you know? So you see no progression over time. But if you're tracking that workout and you have little mini goals to hit each week, even if it's just, I did 10 push-ups today, I'm going to do 11 the next day, little things like that, and it'll just have that knock-on effect over time. And then when you do look back on it, you'll see, oh Jesus, I was only able to do 5 push-ups when I started, now I can do 25.
Yeah, and just in terms of, I suppose, anyone that has equipment, it's very beneficial. But if you haven't equipment, what's the best thing you can do?
Well, everyone has equipment, everyone has a body. So body weight exercises, as you know, like, they're as tough as any exercise going. But most people now do have equipment in their home. Like, they'd have, say, exercise bands. Like mini bands or some sort of weight, but you can just as easy fill up a bottle of water. I've a few things of 5-liter bottles of water there that you get in Aldi, and you can use them as weight. You can put school bag if you still have it, or get the kids' school bag if they're not using it. and throw a few bucks into it, and that's your weight. You can do your squats with it, your lunges, push-ups. You can do some rows with the school bag, and it's just easy, do you know. Everyone has something, do you know, around the house.
Definitely. And just in terms of mental health, Sean, I suppose the benefits from getting into fitness, you know, are massive.
Oh, unreal, yeah. So, like, especially now when it's just such an unsure time that we can't control a lot of things that are going on at the moment. We don't know, is the lockdown going to be extended, or, you know, we might be looking at Easter by the time, or even summer by the time we get out of this thing. But we just have to control the controllables. And if you have some sort of an exercise plan or structure, that's something that you can control. Like I said, there's not a lot of things we can control right now, but there are some things you need to control, the controllables.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. And just in terms of anyone that's listening, obviously you have you're looking after loads of clients, but you're always open to new clients.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So if you've any questions or anything, or if you're unsure of, you know, what does it entail or anything, then you can get in contact with me. You'll get me on Instagram and Facebook, Sean Power Fitness, or through the website seanpowerfitness.com. Or if you want to, you know, get in contact with the radio or anything, then I'll be more than happy to set up a call and just go through and see where I can help you.
Very good, Sean. And I'm sure, like, this, it's always great to have, I suppose, maybe a bit of motivational speaking or fitness speaking on a program, because someone at home will be listening, and it'll certainly ring a bell with someone, and it might make them, you know, get up and start getting into fitness, because it's very important, not just for your mental health, but for the health of your body.
Exactly, yeah. So fit body, fit mind, as they say.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it was great to speak to you once again on the programme, Sean. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to come on Drive Time Sport, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Brilliant. Thanks a million for having me on, Barry.